Can you give our listeners just a brief overview of what the Johnson Amendment is, who it prohibits from political activity?
Absolutely. So the Johnson Amendment is part of the tax code section 501(c)(3), which applies to charities and religious organizations that can accept tax-deductible donations. And basically, it prevents them from doing partisan political activity.
Okay. And so that would apply to, that applies to all 501(c)(3)s, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I know that the quote is, you know, Donald Trump threatens to totally destroy Johnson Amendment. What can he do with, given the power he has right now with Republicans in control of Congress and so on?
Sure. So since this is a statute, it would require congressional action to overturn. Theoretically, there could be, you know, Donald Trump could direct the IRS and the Treasury Department to not enforce the laws that are in place. But I do think that given control over the House and the Senate, you're more likely to see a legislative assault on the Johnson Amendment and nonprofit nonpartisanship. And indeed, there have already been a couple of bills introduced that would harm the nonpartisan environment that teachers currently have.
The scope of this seems to be huge. Like, what would the landscape for political donations look like if Trump was able to, quote, totally destroy the Johnson Amendment?
Right. So the big difference between a 501(c)(4), for example, which can do some political spending, and a 501(c)(3), which can't do any, is that 501(c)(3)s, because they don't do partisan political activity, you can take a deduction on your taxes if you donate to a 501(c)(3). That's, you know, what most people do. So what this could, a Johnson Amendment repeal could potentially mean is that 501(c)(3)s who were willing to abuse the system could take donations and spend them in our elections in a partisan political way and would be subsidized by all American taxpayers, because there would be a tax deduction for this spending.
The impetus for this seems to have come mostly, at least publicly, from religious groups who, you know, for years and years, basically since it passed, have been saying that it's a violation of their First Amendment rights, you know, for preachers to speak out politically in the pulpit and so on. Do you know, the 501(c)(3)s cover, you know, everything from the Legislative Exchange Council to, you know, Mercy Corps? Has there been any, like, non-religious groups who have been pushing for a repeal of this that you know of?
You know, I'm sure there are some, but not that I know of. And it's worth pointing out, too, that even though this is being agitated for by some small religious groups, the vast majority of religious institutions in the United States, including churches and all other religious institutions, really value the nonpartisan communities that they're able to create without the divisiveness that politics introduces into their communities. I think really you need just look at the news to see how divided everything seems to be on partisan issues anymore. And churches and charities are really the last bastion of nonpartisan activity in the United States. And that needs to be protected and not put under threat.
What do you see right now as the likelihood of this happening?
You know what? I don't know. I think that, like I said, the majority of people that would be affected by this are right now opposed to it, and they should be. I think this is going to open charities and churches, which are institutions that Americans value and that are integral to our society and our democracy, and just open them to partisan manipulation in a way that we've never seen before, and that would be extremely harmful. And I think as soon as people start to be educated on how harmful that would be, they will oppose any changes. But that said, I think it's a real risk. There are some people that very strongly would like to use tax-deductible money to spend in elections, and I think you're going to hear those voices too.
I've been speaking with Emily Peterson-Kasson at Public Citizen. Thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.